Mark Cabali driving around. He's had a very busy day, but he's very kind enough to squeeze us in. You did tweet after the Ben news came out from the Steelers that the numbers don't make sense.
Yeah.
Why is that, Mark?
Well, the original one was that he was just taking a $5 million pay cut and saved $14 million. That just did not make sense. I believe Schefter tweeted that. There had to be some additional terms to the deal, and as we found out, there are voidable years there, just like how we were expecting that.
Oh, you were on the voidable dummy years train for a long time, Mark. You've been riding that thing for weeks.
It made a lot of sense, and I know you guys have been talking about saving $5 million and you take a pay cut, and trust me, I'll applaud Ben for doing that to a degree, but it's not going to save him any money this year. They could have, regardless of they did the voidable years, they could have saved $14 million this year, and they're going to end up saving $14 million. Where you get that extra $5 million back is next year, where they're able to push it less into the future.
So okay.
That's where that comes. I mean, hey, this is a great PR move for Ben as well, and don't think that his agent and him didn't talk about this. $5 million to a guy that's made $270 million or whatever it is not really much. And now maybe he can get some people like Chris back on his side. So I think that was in the works there. I think that was the whole plan.
Well, if he thinks I'm that stupid, then he's wrong. If he thinks I'm that dumb, then he's wrong. Also, Mark, it is flattering that you would think that Ben Roethlisberger has spent more than like 1 second of his life caring about what I think about him.
$5 million buys him Chris Mueller. I don't know, a pack of beer bought him Ron Cook. You were a little bit more expensive, Malzi.
I was gonna say. You know, I think a lot of people realize my price is pretty cheap throughout my career here. No, I mean, it doesn't change, like, my overall – I want to make this clear again because it seems like it's getting lost in the wash. It doesn't change, Mark, my overall opinion on their outlook for next year. I think I would need to see a lot more dominoes fall before I would have any kind of feeling that they could be more competitive than I'm giving them credit for. But, like, I am firmly in the camp of no player, even a guy who's made over $250 million, not one player should ever, like, be pressured into giving even a cent back to ownership. Like, I just am a staunch anti-pay cut guy.
He could have played hardball, Chris. He could have said no, $19 million, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's what you're saying.
And I would not have, and I would never have begrudged him or any other athlete that, whether I like them or not. But once they make the decision, then I've got to give the guy credit. Like, I just think that's calling it like it is with Ben Roethlisberger. I want to see Mark. Hold on, let me finish, because right. here's like Chris Mueller's, you know, here's Chris Mueller praising a guy, but I'll always tag it with a little bit of
backhanded.
Well, wait a minute.
Yep.
I need to see him do something that admittedly I think is going to be a lot tougher, and that's be willing to take more hits to kind of go out on his shield and play the position differently than he did this past year, when too often it seemed like he and they were structuring things so that he wouldn't take hits. I need him to play the quarterback differently next year to give them the best chance to win.
Yeah, I think it's in the plans all along, or he wouldn't be coming back, or they wouldn't allow him to come back. But the question is, will he go along with it? Now, I think we do have to be a little bit careful here of potentially catering the whole personnel group, how you draft, who you bring in based on Matt Canada. You look at Matt Canada's history, he doesn't stay around very often. I think 2 years, maybe his max, maybe 3 years is a max. Did he say that any college position here? So you're going to sit here and start changing the entire offense from, you know, for the get-go start, just for under the impression that Matt Canada is going to be the long-term answer here. I think you might have to worry about that a little bit, because he's shown year after year that he isn't a guy that's been in it for the long haul. So I think you do have to do it gradually, and I think this is just the first step with Roethlisberger coming back. I think the draft is now going to be key to see where they go offensively and how they go in those first two or three picks, if they do decide to, you know, pick an offensive lineman with the first, you know, first round pick for the first time since like Jermaine Stevens. I think that's the next step they have to take to have this total overhaul and not force him into 78 throws a game.
Mark, you said back when the first information leaked out about the meeting between Rooney and Roethlisberger, and then Tolner, you know, talked to NFL Network about what came out of that meeting, you said at the time, people are ticked off now, just wait until they see the Roethlisberger contract extension. So you're just as surprised as we are, right? I mean, you thought, just like I did, that there was a legitimate opportunity for Ben to make more money on this deal, right?
Yeah, I was at that tweet. I believe I was just being, you know, a little bit of a jerk with the with the added 4 years of the avoidable years and people not realizing that they're actually not going to count. So that's what I was really alluding to right there. But I'm kind of surprised. I mean, I don't think it really matters, though, of how how many years he's under contract, and they didn't add a 2022, so to speak, a legit 2022. Because say he does have a great season this year, everything's turned around and they come up short just again. Where's he going? If you want him back, you give him the 1 year, $20 million or whatever it is. You've seen that with a lot of the top-level quarterbacks. As they get older, they basically go on that 1 year, $20 to $25 million range. We're pushing way forward ahead here, and a lot of things have to go right there. So I'm saying, just for the fact that he didn't, officially sign a contract through next year where it's legit, he can come back. I don't think that doesn't mean he doesn't have the option to still come back.
Okay.
But that was just me. That's still me just trying to be, very shady.
You pulled a Mueller.
Twitter
you tried to pull a Mueller and agitate
that's you being
people.
That's like you being shady subtle. And being a jerk. Like when you respond to every one of my tweets with the word gumbo now.
Well, I forget which one I did recently. It was pretty good. Actually, I was proud of myself on the latest one.
Unbelievable. You're reveling in this.
Yeah, my humor is a kind of acquired taste.
Mark, go ahead, Chris.
No, I was gonna ask you, what do you realistically think, this freed up money is going to be able to get them? Like, what do you think their biggest targets will then be in terms of trying to keep players around who otherwise would not have been in this setting?
Yeah, that's tough because there still has to be more things. This is just one piece of the puzzle here. This gets you cap compliant by March 17th. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, you still got 9 draft picks to account for, but that's a little bit down the road. You still got potentially Watt to pay, but that's way down the road. But if you're going to do anything with any of your 19 free agents, and it looks like, what are you looking at? 4 or 5 of them would be legit potential people that can come back.
Who are those guys, Mark? Who are those guys off the top of your head?
I mean, in the mix would have to be Hilton Sutton,
okay.
Filer. Who am I missing here? Banner, of course. Mm-hmm. And, well, a lot of those exclusive rights guys are just.
Yeah, I'm not counting those.
Guys.
I'm just saying they unrestricted.
Yeah. Those guys. I mean, even a guy like Jordan Berry can come back, and he has to be on the books for that $1 million or whatever it is, but he could be in a camp battle or something like that. Mm-hmm. Those type of guys right there, you still have to account for money like that. So where are you making up for that money? You can extend Nelson. I guess you could cut Vince. There's still more things to do to be able to get money to be able to make these types of moves. So I think that's before we can answer who they might bring back within the next 2 weeks, we have to see how much money they can create. There's not a lot of places mm-hmm. on the roster where they can create money. A couple bucks from Tuitt, couple bucks from Nelson extension, maybe cutting Derek Watt. I mean,
that's music
right
to my ears. That would be cause for celebration.
$3 million. He's more of a guy you would cut next year. It would be more smart to, when you look at
he's
the contract,
a guy, he's more a guy you should have never signed in the first place under a cockamamie pretense
correct.
That his brother would take even a 1 cent discount because the crappier of his two football playing brothers was suddenly his teammate.
The best part about the Watt thing is they brought him in a lot because he wasn't injury prone. He missed 8 snaps in his career, and he was going to be able to play a lot of special teams. Because of that, and we see what happens there. He missed probably 3 quarters of the season because of an injury.
I wonder if there's new language in this contract that would let Roethlisberger come back to the fan and do a radio show in 2021, Mark.
Well, I'm quite sure that's not the case.
if there was, it would be called the Mueller Clause, as in Mueller's
not
involved.
I'm quite sure.
Maybe you got the Pony and Pomp podcast. Maybe you could have the Cook and Ben podcast. Maybe that's one way of doing it.
You think that he'd come back for a one-on-one with Cook?
He might. I've heard a lot. I've heard him tell me straight to my face how much he likes Ron Cook. I'm not quite sure about the rest of you.
What
guys.
About a one-on-one with Tony?
No, Cook's number one with a bullet. Cook's
wait. What was that part? I lost it in the laughter and me talking. Not so sure about who, Mark.
The rest of us. Cook is like the Alabama football of Ben's 93.7 The Fan.
Wait, why doesn't
post
Ben
power
like
rankings.
Pony? Why doesn't Ben like Pony?
I think he should
at least respect him.
I'm not Cook.
I don't know. I'm not speaking for him. I'm just saying. I don't think I'm speaking for him, but no, I'm not speaking for him. I'm just under the things I may have heard through the grapevine.
Got it.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a couple people that he doesn't like, but he doesn't like a lot of people.
Yep. But he unblocked them all.
Yelled at me. He yelled at me in the lobby after the Raiders game because of a tweet I made. So
he actually yelled at you?
He goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "You know you're just trying to stir up the whole screaming." I'm looking around like, is he talking to me? Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I don't care. But
I know. I've been there.
What reporter would be most likely to yell back at Ben the way Paul Meyer used to yell at Barry Bonds in the Pirates clubhouse?
I was in some of those when I covered the Pirates way back when Paul Meyer was in the locker room or in the clubhouse with Lloyd McClendon. There was some great back and forth right there. But I don't know. Who would yell at Ben? I don't know.
You think Fowler would give him the business right back? You think Jeremy would? No.
Jeremy
you think
would
Dulac
laugh.
Would maybe go at him?
No, I don't think so.
Nah. I don't see anybody that would really do that right now.
Yeah.
Not Ed. Ed would be like, I don't care. And that would be it.
Yep, exactly. All right, Mark, thanks for finding some time for us today. Appreciate it with the big news.
All right, we'll see you guys.
There you go. Mark Cabali.